Hey, Dog Pound, hope you had a happy holiday season, and welcome to Inside the Cleveland Browns. I'm Nathan Zagura, joined as always by Sarah Kearns. What's up, Sarah?
Hey, Nathan, what's up? Well, the season is officially wrapped up, and we're going to take this show to highlight our favorite moments of the year, starting with Nathan's trip to First Energy Stadium at the beginning of the year with the newly signed Donte Whitner.
All right, man, so here we are. This is where the magic is going to happen.
Yeah.
First time you've been here, right? First time you've been on this field in a long time since it's the new stuff.
Yeah, it's the first time. Gives me like a feel of being back at Ohio State. You know, we had the horseshoe at Ohio State. Here, you just have the big scoreboard. It was a little close, but it gives me that feel, the same type of grass. You get the same smell, same feel. So I can just imagine how game day is going to be.
In your mind, what's it going to be like when you come out here, every seat's filled, everybody's on their feet going crazy?
I think first and foremost, I'm going to be emotional. You know, and I think it's just going to be, with our product that we plan on putting on the football field, I think it's just going to be the best atmosphere in National Football League. I played up in Seattle. I played in New Orleans. You know, these are a lot of places that they say are the loudest, but, you know, when you get the Dog Pound, you get the Wedding, we have to, you know, rival all of these places.
That's right.
You know, back in the 80s, the Dog Pound was the number one place that nobody wanted to come and play.
Well, it's about toughness. That's what you bring, right?
Yeah.
Big hitter, feared.
Yeah.
You want people to think twice when they go over the middle.
Yeah.
That fits in with the Dog Pound.
Yeah.
That's part of the whole atmosphere. What do you want to hear from this crowd, third and long, when you guys get to pin the ears back, get after the quarterback?
You know, you want a deafening stadium. You want fans that are going crazy, banging on the wood. You want the quarterbacks not to be able to think. If anything, our goal should be to, you know, league to league and false starts. You know, if you want a good product and you want your team to win, then the fans, they're just as involved as we are. You know, if you get really loud, it helps us on defense.
How fired up are you going to be for that first game, New Orleans, the home opener, when you come out here and really make your debut in the city of Cleveland as a member of the Cleveland Browns?
Oh, man, I probably won't be able to sleep the night before. You know, there's certain games that give you that feel. It's your first high school football game. Then you get your first college football game when you run out the tunnel, you know, as a freshman or whenever you get out there and you realize that you're in college. It's your first NFL game, and then it's the first time you get to play in front of your home crowd and your home fans and your home friends. And if you ask LeBron, that's one thing that he missed about playing for the Cleveland Cavaliers, is being able to play in front of your own people.
Yeah.
And understand that whatever goes down on this football field, you have an opportunity to change it, and you have an opportunity to send anybody else home happy. So I think it's going to be, you know, like no other.
Got to love Donte getting to return home, having a massive impact on this defense and on this team in the locker room. His leadership was huge, and he needed leadership to make a record-breaking comeback, and that's what happened when the Browns went to Tennessee. And here's a recap of that wild 29-28 win over the Titans.
They are down by 18, 28-10. Snap is back. Here they come, they blocked it! It's in the end zone and out of the end zone! It's a safety! Bootleg rollout to the right. Hoyer's got nowhere to go, he's in trouble. Up in the pocket, now he fires down the middle. Benjamin caught it! Touchdown! And suddenly, it's a 28-21 game. Fourth down, he is going to try and sneak it. And the Browns grab him. They did not get it! The Browns have it! Here's Hoyer with the ball. He's back. He's up. He's looking. He fires. Benjamin caught it in the back of the end zone. Touchdown. Takes it on first down. Back to pass. Whitehurst gets sacked. Kaywan Williams got it back at the 36-yard line. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. 1 second. It is over. What a comeback in Tennessee.
Well, if you don't remember, that game was actually the biggest NFL road win comeback win in NFL history, and it earned Hoyer and Benjamin's jersey a place in the Football Hall of Fame.
I'll never forget that trip to Nashville, and I'm pretty sure it ended with a dance party in the Browns locker room. And now Carlos Dansby was a big part of that comeback as the defense locked down the Titans. And early this season, we mic'd him up to get a glimpse into what makes him such an imperative part of this team.
Hey, bro, just like I said in the meet. We got what it takes. Trust the guy next to you. Lay it on the line for him. We're going to come out with this win. All we need is one stop. That's it. Let's go, man. Get all you got, man. Here we go. Hey, all out on three. All out on three. One, two, three. All out.
Hey, they had 13 personnel now. 13. Smoke. Smoke.
Max 35! Max 35!
both gonna have to slip back deep in that smoke because they running an over route by number two or number three. He's running over, he's running behind us.
Okay.
So we're gonna have to get some depth, even though we got the back checking down. Me and you both can rally. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He broke out, so he's gonna take you. I gotta take that over route. Let's go now. Let's turn up, D. Need another stop. Need another stop. Hey, close right. Laser, laser, laser. Laser, laser, laser.
Takes the snap, back to pass. Pressure coming. He got hit as he threw. Ball up in the air. It's gonna be picked off. Gibson's got it. 45, 40, 35. He's to the 30. He's to the 29 yard line.
Good job, boy. One more.
Two more.
Two more. Let's go.
Hey,
close up. Hey, under.
Well, helmet on or off, Dansby has tons of passion for the team, and we hope he sticks around for a very long time. We'll be right back with more ICB.
Stay tuned for Cooking with the Pros, Cougar Lays on the Blitz, and a Machine Gun Kelly halftime show.